Welcome everyone to The Wrestling Show, where we review shows in less time than it takes for them to be on the air. Innovative. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. You can find all my nonsense at Lingus Mafia, and your leader in all pro wrestling news at the Dirty Sheets. You can find him at DirtySheets.com. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Did you attack a different podcast there?
Oh, I can't believe you would say such a thing. I would never attack any fucking nerdy wrestling shows that refuse to swear on their show and that do, you know, 12 hours per fucking hour.
Oh, yeah, they go back and edit out swearing. Like, there's been accidental
swear.
Yeah. God. And you can hear him, one guy going, Larry. He goes, I'm going to have to go back and edit that out now. And
oh, my God.
And by that time, it is edited. So the bit where he's saying he has to edit it out is still in there. But the actual bit where he swore is edited out.
And we're talking about Soft Wrestling Fan, of course, who are such a bunch of fucking pussies. And I'll get into it a lot more on the Lingus Mafia podcast tonight when they have gone through, because I gave orders to all my followers to just tweet them and ask them, is it true that your show is 4 hours long when Raw's already 3 hours and too long? And they cannot handle anyone saying that, and they block everyone. They're quick to block. So they went through all of my followers and saw who interacted with my Twitter and blocked them before they had a chance to say anything, which was fantastic. So I just had other people say shit too and keep on doing it. So I can't help myself, Billy. You know that.
Yeah, this is not the feud that I wanted to be involved in.
But no, and Billy got blocked, and Billy was a fan of their show. He was the only one who would stick up for them. But Billy interacts on Twitter with my Twitter, so automatically Billy was blocked. So fucking gay.
Billy,
so
Billy stupid. Billy who listens to their show. Billy,
yeah, gives who subscribes?
I don't even listen to the show early. Yeah. It comes out a couple of days early. I still like have it uploaded to come to my feed on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday. But mm-hmm. I just give them the fucking $6 because
that's unbelievable.
I've started to like give money to like people on Patreon. But yeah, I mean,
Billy pays for their show and he got blocked and he never said a word. Some businessmen over there, fucking idiots.
I didn't say a word because I like one of the guys on there and I want him to come on our show at one point. But
which guy?
Oh, the Larry guy.
Oh, you know what's funny? I said about Larry. I said, I got no problem with Larry. I go, it's Joe Negro who I got a fucking problem with. I go, I could care less about old Larry.
Joe Negro, that's not even his name.
Oh, that's not? I thought it was Joe Negro. No? I was calling him Joe Negro the whole entire time on my show. I can't believe it. All right, well, let's get on with our show and get this done in less time than it takes Raw. Only one. Look at that. We do SmackDown and Raw, and it takes less time than a full episode of Raw. Can you believe that? All right, let's get this innovative show on the road. The Uso brother is in the ring, and he's sucking off Roman about how great Roman is, and Roman defeated Drew McIntyre and all that kind of stuff. And Roman shows up and says, I didn't ask for help, and I'm not a bitch. And he scolds Uso. Uso stands there like a child and takes his medicine. Still the best storyline in wrestling today.
Yeah, when you watch it back, actually, like when you watch the full, when you watch it back slowly and mm-hmm. kind of recap it, he didn't help that much, did he?
No.
You know, when you watch it, you're left, you know, when you watch it live, you think, oh, it was a 2-on-1 thing and Drew got screwed. But actually, Drew got low blowed. He turned around and got super kicked and he choked. The super kick's not imperative to the finish. I'm not 100% certain that they'll go back to that. Drew mentions it on Raw, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I do think they will go back to it because I don't think they got anything else, and I don't think The Rock's doing WrestleMania. But yeah, it's a bit cleaner than I thought initially when I watched this back.
I'm still trying to figure out if they're going to have an audience for the Royal Rumble. I don't know.
it's not really down. Depends on your fucking country.
Depends on the state, too. If you go to a hillbilly state, they won't care. So I say go to the hillbilly states. I don't give a fuck what they do.
Just well, they're in Florida. They're like in the Tampa Bay baseball stadium. So what's the... I thought by now they'd have people in because even fucking... Yeah.
Football.
TNT, not TNT, AEW are managing to do it, so I don't understand what's going on with
that. Is very interesting. Maybe they don't want to be called out nationally and say, look how irresponsible, let other people do it. Meanwhile, because people will see them, they won't see AEW. Maybe that's the issue with them. They don't want to be fucking broadcast about it. But especially now, because there's some uprise again, so they're like, they'll look terrible if they fucking allow that shit to happen.
Rise against what?
The cases are, it's a fucking outbreak again, like crazy. So, as we knew was going to happen in the fucking wintertime. I'm trying to fly to New York, to Chicago, in like 15 days. And the whole rule is if I come from a certain state, which is California, I either have to quarantine myself when I get there for 14 days, or I need to have a test within 72 hours before I go that says I'm fine, and then I don't have to. So I got to go get a fucking test now, or at least 72 hours before it's time. So that's going to be a fun fucking time. And then on the way back, there's another fucking, you got to quarantine, but who cares? After I'm back, I don't give a shit. But, and what are they going to do? Follow me? The Gestapo out there? They're going to fucking knock on my hotel room door. Is he here? Is he here? So maybe I'll sign them an autograph. Maybe they could leave them. Okay. Uso is walking to the back when, anytime you see this, it's like, another wrestler's coming to the ring. Like they don't have enough time for one person to go away and the other one to come out. So, you know, some bullshit's going to happen. You got working man Otis who's coming out doing his nonsense. And, Uso walks past him, goes to the back and then comes back out with a chair and, just beats the piss out of him after he passes him by. Ziggler and Rude then go to the ring after the commercial break. And why does Ziggler wear a hat now? He always has his fucking hat now. That's his new thing. I don't know.
He wrestled an entire Battle Royal with his hat on. Did you notice?
Yeah, I think I do remember that. I was like, what is he going bald? What is he wearing a hat for?
No, I don't think he's going bald.
No, not at all. And I feel bad for Rude. Because I feel he could have been world champion, much like in TNA. He's got the build for it. He's got the look and he could talk, everything. And all he's just a fucking jobber. And he's now with Leather Jacket trying to just be, you know, with Ziggler. The Street Jigs come out and they call Ziggler HBK because they say he's a copy of him. And, The weirdest fucking line. What the fuck did they said? Rude, you could only grow hair on your upper lip. What the fuck are they talking about? Because he wore a mustache one time.
Yeah, he wore a mustache for a week.
And now he has full beard. So
he's standing right there with full beard. Why didn't make no sense?
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? Rude and Ziggler versus Street Profits, non-title. Non-title? Welp, do I need to mention what happens if something's non-title? Automatically.
No, we know the non-title system. It's about 30 years old.
Yeah, and it's sadly, because I don't know, back in the, 90s, early 90s, like Mr. Perfect era and all that, I don't ever remember him losing a match when it was non-title. Do you?
It depends. Like, if they wanted to definitely go into a feud with a guy, there would be some non-title wins. Like, build-up for WrestleMania 9 was Tatanka had pinned Shawn Michaels twice in one non-title match and one tag match.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sometimes they do it. I mean, the best way to do it, usually, is to put the title holders, you know, like on Raw, if they're doing this... the best way to build up Lashley versus... Matt Riddle would have been for Riddle to pin Lashley in a non-title qualifier. That means there's at least there's a point. And then the feud starts with Lashley being knocked out of the tournament by Riddle. Because you can take the pin in those tournaments, or you can have, or you can be eliminated in a battle royal where someone goes, "Oh, I eliminated Chad." Because that's how it was back in the day. It was like these big top guys never touched.
Yeah.
So if fucking Big Boss Man threw Mr. Perfect out of a battle royal, he was the number one contender, and then you could start a feud off the back of that. And then what would happen is later on in the match, Perfect would come back down, or Bobby Heenan would come back down, and then he would make sure Boss Man didn't win the thing. So then you're really off to the races. Like, one guy threw the other one out, and the other guy made sure that the other one didn't win. And you'd get like fucking 2 months out of that, or with the 1 hour of TV a week they did, or 2 hours on those two shows. But yeah, it's nothing like that at all. It's just always like this, where the champions just get pinned in a non-title match, and then you've got UFC around at the moment, and other obviously combat sports, where that would just never happen. This whole concept of beat me first and then you get a title shot is so fucking stupid. It only exists in one thing: it's wrestling.
The Mysterio family's in the back with Murphy, and you get Corbin showing up saying, "You're riding the coattails to Murphy."
How long do you think before Murphy starts wearing their clothes?
I could see him in a black suit. Hasn't he done that before, at least? But
with Seth, yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on how Aaliyah looks this week? Every week we have a good evaluation. It was all right. I like the ripped jeans with the high heels.
Yeah, something's missing, though. Something's like missing from like the beginning, where I think she was wearing her own stuff. And now it's kind of like they're buying stuff for her, I feel.
As soon as she starts wearing a Murphy t-shirt, we're in trouble.
I don't think she can pull off these older clothes. I think whatever she was wearing by herself at the beginning was fine. I honestly think she looked better in like just wearing a black top and jeans. And I don't know about these, how flattering some of these outfits are.
Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn. And this is a count out. And Sammy wins because they run away, and then Brian chases him to the back. And as the count's going on, Sammy runs back, slides into the ring. Brian is in the back being beat up by Uso, and KO is helping Brian. This is going to be setting up Uso and KO, which then is setting up something else afterwards, which we'll find out. KO finds Uso after a commercial break with Roman and shits on him pretty much, and, you know, calls him a lapdog, all that kind of, you know, so-called stuff. And Roman is telling Uso, "Hey, he doesn't fear us. You better go make him," and gives the orders to go out there. Bianca versus Natty. Oh, Natty. And Bayley's on commentary. Both Bianca and Natty both punch Bayley in the face by accident. Natty gets rolled up and pinned. Any thoughts on any of those so far, or continue on? I didn't even give you a breath because I figured there is nothing going on until later.
I don't like any of these women on SmackDown. I thought Bayley was... I think Bayley's the best performer out of everybody, obviously, because she just had the title run and stuff, but I think Bianca's fucking trash. Like, I don't care how many fucking somersaults and splits and how athletic she is. She's a terrible actress. She's a terrible performer. I don't like the whole fucking ponytail swinging thing.
That's the only thing that drives me crazy. I think she's a fine athlete.
Oh, yeah, she's a fine athlete, but she can't do anything else. Like, it's just the character is so... Whenever you put your, like, hands up to somebody, like, you're a heel. When you the thing is already old. She was on commentary last week or the week before last, and she couldn't fucking speak. Like, if she is going to be pushed and she wins a championship at any point, or if she's on top, it's going to be fucking unbearable with her. She's unbearable now. And Natty's been there for, 12 years, and she still can't do a fucking sharpshooter. She still doesn't know how to do her family's move. Like, she's fucking awful. She can't act. She can't wrestle. She's not good to look at. Bianca falls into most of those categories, although she has had good matches. But then everything around that you have to tolerate. The only person that you can watch on these shows have just come out of a feud of each other. Sasha and Bayley can be independently digested for a few minutes on the show where they're fine. And then I'll wait and see and give my opinion on Carmella, because obviously she's going to have to wrestle at some point, and that's always been a weakness. So yeah.
I laugh at the whole she can't do the sharpshooter thing, because it's so 100% true. Like, I remember she was trying to do something while somebody was on their stomach, and she was going to hook up the sharpshooter from behind, like while they were laying down. And she couldn't do it. She had to roll them back over and then flip them back again. Like, oh my God. She reminds me of someone who dances and counts the steps. That's what it looks like. She's going through motions, like 1, 2, 3, do this, boom, boom, boom. It doesn't flow with her at all. It just goes very slowly. All right. Murphy and Corbin, they go against each other. The Mysterio family are the definition of forgiveness. They hated Murphy for months. Soon as they shook hands, it is forgive and forget, not an ounce of bad blood. Open arms, welcome. I think Murphy has the IC title written all over him. What do you think?
No, I think that's going to go to Big E, isn't it?
Well, I mean, eventually. I think that he's destined for the IC.
What's good is that Murphy is actually going to do something. And the guy that they were using to get... they were beating Murphy to get the other guy over, which is Aleister Black. He was beating Murphy a year ago, again and again and again and again. He feels like he's not even working there.
I how could you know he was working there? When the fuck was the last time you saw him?
And that amuses me, because I didn't like him.
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't like I didn't like him beating Murphy, because I always thought Murphy was more talented and more worth getting behind than Black.
I really like Murphy too. When he had those, what was that, with Ricochet? That series and stuff. It's always been like match of the year type matches with him that were fucking fantastic. For when it was the 205, him and Alexander, I think that was one of them that was like, holy fuck. And you would never know to look. And I think I was telling people, hey, you got to go look up this match, because it's fucking unbelievable. And it was two guys you didn't give a shit about at one point. Corbin's foot's on the ropes and Dominic knocks it off for the three count. So there's a lot of the family around ringside all causing Corbin to lose this. Corbin yells after the match, and this is very odd, because he yells, hey, I want a rematch ... against you. Well, what the fuck is a rematch? What do you mean you want a rematch against you? Yeah, don't make a point of it. That just made no fucking sense to me. I think he just got caught up in his words. So he'll get a rematch against Murphy, apparently, next week.
What do you think he's going to come in with? Well, he said he'll be ready.
Well, I think he'll have a fucking...
Border Patrol. JBL, Border Patrol.
That'd be good. I'm assuming he's showing up with Seth, I would guess.
No, Seth's not coming back.
Oh, he's already gone?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to make him go away. What did he do? Lost a match? I'm waiting for his, like, exit. Like, okay, they killed him.
Well, he sacrificed himself to Sheamus.
Oh, is that it? Jesus Christ. That was fucking... That tells you how much I fucking even realize. I mean, my God, that was the fucking, I'm out of here? Shit. All right. Let's see here. Brian and back. With Apollo and Big E Langston setting up Big E and Sammy. Sammy is yelling how he keeps beating people in 10 seconds. I was totally expecting this to set up Big E to go back to his music at the least. Three ain't enough, I need five. And he even brings it up, because he shakes his hand and counts it for 10 seconds. And he says five. And in the middle of the five, he says, remember that? Remember that thing? I need five. So they go back to it a little bit. So Big E will be getting on this IC wagon soon. Billie Kay, they're trying to weasel her in some way, somehow. And she's at the desk giving Cole and Graves head shots. She's really good at being annoying, though, with the mouth open staring at them. It does make me laugh.
Yeah, she's not bad like on there.
It's gonna be the wrestling.
She should have been kept with Peyton if they could have done other things like talk shows or even as a tag team where you need tag teams at least mm-hmm. to keep the division going. They could have worked, gone out there and done their, you know, 5-10 minutes, whatever, less even. But yeah, this just doesn't make sense to break her up with Peyton, who needs somebody, and she's just going around with her CV. I almost felt it would have been beneficial a few weeks ago where Corbin could have just taken her on as something. Like when she came up to Corbin, I thought, you know what, this might work. He has a manager, she fits in, they dress her up in a suit, pantsuit, like outfit and stuff with glasses on.
Couldn't have been a queen like Sherry.
Like Sensational Sherry.
Yeah, Queen Sherry. She could have been a queen since he's king.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm thinking more like, you know, in a business suit, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff.
Jillian Hall.
Yeah, with glasses and things. I would have done that with her. I mean, she would have looked pretty good like that. I know you don't like her, but
no.
She would have looked
right. Looks-wise, she's not my favorite. Carmella does a promo in the back how, you know, she's the shit and all that. She snaps her fingers a couple times, and Sasha shows up with a drink. And then beats the shit out of her. Do you think Carmella got new titties? Or is she, it's just the outfit that's squeezing them?
No, she had fake titties anyway, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, but did she get some newer, bigger ones? They look a little bigger to me. I think it might be the outfit that's just squeezing them, but they do look rounder.
Yeah, it might be just the outfit. Maybe that's part of the new look where they said, let's just make your titties ridiculous. They're not ridiculous. Like
no,
I think the bigger the better. To be honest,
thank you. Me too. Uso versus KO. Roman watches him back. Uso uses a chair. He starts beating the shit out of. He beat the shit out of KO for a couple seconds, and there's a DQ. KO then gets the upper hand with this chair and beats the shit out of Uso for a while, screaming at the camera to Roman. Taunting him and just beating the shit out of Uso as Roman is in the back watching stoically, and that is how SmackDown ends. And that's how you review one show. That was 23 minutes, not even, because we had the intro in the beginning. 20 minutes of a review for a show that was 2 hours. Innovation, Billy, innovation. Do you like the storyline that they're going to with KO and Roman? I mean, he needs opponents. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, he needs opponents, and they'll do a decent job of it. I just wish that they had a little bit more foresight in terms of by the time they got round to this, people were like slightly more heated up mm-hmm. in terms of Owens not having lost to Uso previously en route to Survivor Series and then doing nothing at Survivor Series as well. If Owens is your... I know they wanted to do Raw with the clean sweep and whatever, but if you want Owens to go up here against Roman, he needed to be the last guy, and he should have eliminated some people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you know you can get rid of Riddle and who was in here? I fucking know. Not Sheamus. You know what? You couldn't really, because if Sheamus is going to face Drew, and Keith Lee's been damaged enough already, and Strowman and Lee, I imagine, will get into something, and AJ's having the title shot next month. It was only Riddle that you. I mean, you could have like stayed for like 5 minutes and hit stunners and got one guy out, and then eventually like the 4-on-1 gets you something. I don't know. Like, just it is. It's always like they reach the point and they go, mm-hmm. "Fuck, we have pay per view next month. Fuck, we have a title. We need someone to defend it against. Let's make someone tonight."
Mm-hmm.
It's always that.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
We're getting into Raw here, and Raw starts off with a moment of bliss with Randy Orton. He says he found Bray's weakness before and burnt it to the ground, and he thinks he knows now what Fiend's weakness will be, and he gives a look at Bliss. And Bliss is, you know, she's goofy, and she's smiling in his face, and she's like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, the tables have turned, all that kind of stuff. The lights go out, and... the red lights come back on, and he's holding Bliss in his arms like a child, right? And the Fiend shows up, and, you know, he's like that monster that's like, don't hurt her, don't hurt her, give her to me. And he comes close, and Orton hands her to him, which I thought he would throw her to him, because she's going to be small enough to be able to do that. And then he leaves, and it's like, he goes, oh, who's laughing now? Like, he got Fiend's number now. Is Orton a good guy now, or is Fiend a good guy? I don't know. I think Fiend's a good guy. I think so.
I think, well, on the basis of his merch sales, he'll probably be a good guy.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I mean, we had this conversation a few weeks ago, so.
Yeah.
So, Alexa's not a babyface, I don't think, when she pulled off what she did last week, but I don't know. Alexa's also hypnotized by him, and he's supposed to be a heel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess when you look at Nikki Cross, who I think is out of the picture now, he's a heel, but I don't think they really care. I don't think they even think about it, to be honest. I wonder if they'll do this match at TLC and just get rid of it early.
Jesus Christ. So we are told we're going to see a match now, and I quote you, as Michael Cole would say, a match like you have never seen before, a symphony of destruction match. I was angry, Billy. The 2 seconds into this fucking show, I was pissed. And I walk out to the living room to go get food, and I walk past the girlfriend. And I go, this fucking company, a bunch of fucking idiots. She's like, what company? I go, these idiots in fucking wrestling. I go, destruction match? Like, we've never seen this thing? And it was months ago, Billy. It was months ago we had Braun versus Elias in a symphony of destruction match. And how is this? We've never seen this before, they mention. They really fucking say this.
Didn't it have the same finish with the cello as well? Or didn't it have the cello involved?
It did. Braun smashed the cello. This one didn't break. Elias versus Hardy. Symphony of Destruction match, where they all have fucking musical instruments. Truth is hiding in the piano at one point, and all the jobbers, of course, come out to fucking chase him, and they get fucking beat up. Elias rams the handle of a guitar into a speaker that explodes and electrocutes him. I'm not sure if that would happen through wood. I'm not sure. I'm not an electrician, but I don't know if wood is a current. Jeff Swanton's...
Also, doesn't this thing need to be plugged in?
Is it not plugged in? I don't even know. Yeah, you're right. That's more logical than anything else.
Why would it be plugged in? I don't understand why it would have been plugged in.
Oh, now you're looking at details. So Jeff Swanton's to the corner. He Swanton's off the fucking post to the corner through a table where the fucking stairs are.
Yeah, he didn't clear the stairs.
Holy God. And his head hits the bottom step, which could have been really fucking bad. Like, he lucked out because his head touches it, but not fully on the way down, I guess. But holy Jesus. That was fucking crazy.
I put in
crazy.
The notes, I think him and Matt are trying to die first.
They have a competition.
Did Matt have the same fucking injury? It's like if something happens to somebody, but you know that person, and like there's not a lot of people that you know better than your fucking brother.
Sure.
You would think that you would take every precaution to avoid that. And this looked tight anyway. And that's why I wasn't sure if he was going to do it. I was going, when they set it up, I was like, what's this spot going to be here? Is he going to actually fucking... And I thought if they do it, he's going to clear it by a million miles. I would think your injury is going to be coming the other side.
Your legs.
Where your legs hit the barricade because you're trying to clear it too much and your head just about hits Elias. And are you going to make enough contact with your shoulder blades to break this table? Nah, he goes ass first, easily breaks the table, but just sacrifices his fucking head.
Do you think he got up there and then was like, fuck, how am I doing this?
If you're going up there, right, yeah, and you see that there's an issue of space or whatever, surely you just call the audible and just, like, you think to yourself,
drop,
you know,
an
what?
Elbow.
If I do a splash here,
yeah,
like they're gonna forgive me for doing it.
Yes. Yeah, I can't. I would be doing an elbow, and I'd be laying the table length. I'd be like, fuck. I would splash him flat.
He does that move, you know, every week.
Yeah.
And has done since, you know, the 90s. He probably felt like he could control it easily.
Riddle's in the back with Keith Lee. And I'm convinced Riddle is now Eugene. He's retarded. And he talks to Keith Lee, and they get in close to Riddle. So you know what's going to happen. You know that he's babbling long enough that Keith Lee won't be there when we look back. Meanwhile, though, you see Riddle, like, looking to the side still, like, talking to him. And they pull back, and he still is, like, looking his direction. And he's like, what do you think, bro? And they pull back, and he's not there. And he's like, like a fucking retard. And I'm like, why? What are they doing to him? Fuck, he could be somebody. And it's, let's just...
Not now.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, and that's the other thing, like, in terms of what the fuck is he talking about? Keith Lee's acting's terrible. Like, he's there, like, doing the whole... He's doing,
greetings,
like,
and salutations.
He's at acting school day one. I want you to express annoyance. I want you to express that you're talking to someone who's irritating you. Off we go, class. Like, and he's there with day one irritation. Like, he's giving all the eyes. He even does the look at a watch, which he's not fucking wearing. Like, did you see that?
No.
He looks at the watch that he's not wearing.
Oh, man.
Like, as if, like, this is literally acting day one. And then he walks off. And Riddle in that, he goes, oh, I really want to meet Drew. He seems like the coolest guy. He goes, I wonder if I can get him to do this Scottish thing. And it's like, it's the babyish shit. It's the shit where you think, nobody walk in, please. Please,
yes,
nobody walk in.
It is.
While I'm watching this fucking clown show.
Don't look at me. I swear it's not always this bad. Ricochet versus Nutsack. I mean, Slapjack or Slap Nuts, whatever his name is.
I like this.
It's not that the cameramen are bad enough, because they've been told during, if everybody realizes, and maybe it's something you actually even have to realize, but it drives me crazy, when someone is stomping another person or beating them, the cameraman moves up and down with them while they punch. It drives you fucking crazy. Now, this guy walks to the ring, and because they're a fucking riot-type group or something, the camera is sideways, it's wiggling around, it's fucking coasting around, and I'm like, is this, what is this? It's got to shake all over the place. So it's Ricochet and Slap Nuts, and they have a match. Eventually, Car Antenna and T-Bag show up. Dana Brooke shows up slapping Ali. And I was like, I had fucking, like, I didn't even remember it. And she's screaming, where is she, or something. And I'm like, the fuck is she talking about? But she's yelling about Mia Yim, I guess, for injuring her a couple weeks ago before the Survivor Series. Ricochet is distracted by this with Ali. And Slap Nuts rolls him up or whatever and gets the win. Ricochet's career is now over. Ricochet.
It gives me satisfaction, again, because Aleister Black, Ricochet, years ago, very fucking loud on Twitter, like, saying, don't be like this guy and all this kind of shit.
Yeah, talking shit to Billy, and now they're sucking it.
Yeah, losing to Slapdick is the worst, because Slapdick's the joke of Retribution.
Yeah, he hasn't had a win, right?
Because it's Shane Thorne under there. But yeah, like, just everybody thinks this is the guy that takes all the losses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if you lose to, like, Dijakovic or whoever, Mace, who I think are going to end up being the tag team champions eventually. Because I don't think that you can look at those two big guys and Vince doesn't get a little bit hard, because mm-hmm. we know what he likes. And eventually I would think that they would end up going towards a tag title. That's all this group's going to do eventually, like, between the four of them, they're going to end up winning the tag team. I wouldn't even mind doing a demolition thing just to change it up, where it's like, oh, it's going to be any two from four are going to come out there and fucking defend the titles. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? Like, Freebirds.
Everyone does the three, yeah.
Yeah, Retribution. It's all, I mean, they're all on the same level. I mean, they're as good as the Freebirds ever were on their best day. So So yeah, let's just fucking do that. That's what I would do. But yeah, to lose the Slapdick is really like embarrassing. Because Ricochet, I thought, or I think people thought, okay, he went pretty high in the draft in comparison to his booking, that perhaps he'll do something here. Yeah. And he was in a feud with Retribution, and then I even thought for a bit, Jesus, like maybe Retribution's thing is going to be like they actually fucking get Ricochet over because he ends up feuding and beating all of them except for Ali, but eventually he gets his team together. Mm-hmm. But it's a stronger team where he aligns with higher people from Raw, like not people that are like Drew's level, but like he aligns with like a Riddle or a Keith Lee or someone, and it makes him look better. But nah, it's nothing. It's just fucking, he's just shit. They don't like him. I think they just don't like him.
They're doing like a tribute to Drew for some reason. Earlier they were showing like a couple highlights. They're doing like highlights of him throughout the night. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You missed a week.
This is Drew McIntyre Appreciation Week, apparently. And it's, look what he did. I actually thought for a second they were playing the Rumble for us. I was like, oh, they got to make up time? Because they started in with, like, when Drew came in. And I'm like, oh, fuck, they're actually going to show the Royal Rumble. And we see the horrible win at WrestleMania with, you know, not a person there and all that shit. This Sunday, tribute to the troops. What could this even possibly fucking be, Billy? They're going to do this.
Troops on TV screens.
That's what I would assume. And I start thinking, oh, they should go to the fucking base. That should be allowed to be fucking done. And do it every week from the fucking base. But they're going to be on TV screens, like Billy said. I can't even imagine. Are you going to watch this? I mean, I'm sure you're going to hear reports of it, but I'm sure I won't see it.
I don't know if we're gonna have it on. I haven't checked in to see, but I assume if it's on, I'll watch it because I don't have anything else to do. So,
well, it's Sunday. There'll be stuff to do.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll get it on Sunday.
Oh, fuck. As Billy takes pictures of his penis. Miz TV with Sheamus. They stir up shit and say, oh, you brought Drew, which I giggled the whole time about, that he gave him his family heirlooms. And I'm like, yeah, that big crate that he fucking lugged around, right? And he didn't do anything for you. Sheamus is like, he's my friend. Why do I need him to do something for me? You know, friends don't look for stuff in return, which, okay, it's proper to say. Sheamus beats them both up, but then he gets, you know, beat up himself. And I write down, is he a good guy or are we set up for a surprise when he jumps Drew? And later we'll get to that a little bit. Lana and Asuka are yammering in the back, like you know how Asuka does with the fucking screaming and all that shit. And Lana's, you know, going, yay, yay, right back. Asuka leaves to go out to the ring because they're going to have a match against Shayna and Nia. And the interviewer says, what strategy did you discuss? And Lana, I believe Lana completely fucks up and she says, you wouldn't understand, but me and Shayna will understand. Does she mean to say Asuka?
I have no idea.
I completely think she says the wrong fucking name. Because I don't get, and I think the commentators even said, even were confused or something. It was bad, whatever the fuck it was supposed to be.
Oh, wait till you see the match. We'll talk about the match.
Lana and Asuka versus Shayna and Nia. And of course, it's not for the tag titles, even though they beat them before. So shouldn't this be for the tag titles? Lana pins Shayna. And so beating them means, I guess, eventually now they're going to have the title on the line. And that's when they'll fucking lose. But talk about botchy shit in a match where... Billy sends this to me last night, and I was probably watching football at the same time with multiple TVs on, and I didn't catch it as it happened. With Nia going to like clothesline Asuka, who ducks, and then the follow-up is supposed to be she's supposed to then charge toward the ropes, and Lana's supposed to open the middle rope for her to fall through. And it's so off. It's so
not timed correctly. She misses the clothesline. Lana grabs the ropes, and Nia is stopped, who then has to start running again and then jump through the middle ropes.
Yeah, that's Lana's fault. Like, you're supposed to just pull the ropes when you see the person
when it's coming. I would assume.
That just means they're laying out the fucking whole match. They have to work around her to lay out the entire match. Doesn't matter how much you fucking... You can't practice for being stupid or not being naturally able to do this.
I saw people yelling at Nia about it at first, and then later in the thread, I see people going, this is fucking Lana.
It's Lana's fault because she's supposed to pull it when Nia gets there. Mm-hmm. And when Nia sees it, she's fucked up. Don't walk towards it. No.
Yeah. Should have just kicked her in the fucking head. Or went to grab her by the hair and said, push my fat ass out the middle rope or something. Don't just say fuck it. Go through it. Sheamus and Drew talking to back, and Drew busts his balls for getting beat up, which is very odd. Where I'm like, why would you fucking be like, you got fucking jumped. Thanks for the help. New Day is in the ring, and Kofi breaks K5 and starts saying, my buddy over here, Austin Creed, is now going to be the host of G4 Network. It's very interesting, and old Creed goes into regular human being mode, thanking people for supporting and all his up, up, down, down stuff, and then turns back into Xavier Woods. They rip on the Hurt Business, how they beat them all the time. And Cedric shows up screaming, which was really odd. He's screaming in the microphone. And then he says, I'm going to show you what the Hurt in Hurt Business means. And right before the match starts, Woods says into the microphone, I assumed it just meant hurt. I was like, oh my God, that is so fucking great. I'm going to show you what the Hurt means. Well, I assume.
You don't think New Day look like still coming across as annoying heels? If you didn't know any better.
If I don't know any better, yeah, because they're making fun of somebody. And good guys don't do that.
Not just that, it's the way they're talking about their wins and everything. The way that they presented this whole entire segment. Like I don't know if I've not seen good guys go to replays of their wins.
That's true. And people want to know, what are you taking pictures of?
And then
of?
Making up a fake score as well. Sorry, go on.
People want to know, what are you taking pictures of? Is it your tick?
No, I've sent you the pictures.
Oh, you keep on sending me pictures? I saw the first ones you've sent, which I was going to close the show with, but I haven't gotten alerts.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'll just leave it at that. I was just taking more things down the chart. They have the rest of it, don't matter.
Okay. So now we get Alexander versus Woods. Old BLM himself, Cedric Alexander, wins this match, which is shocking because he never gets to win a fucking match. Sudden death triple threat for the number one contender match here. And it is Lee versus AJ versus Riddle. AJ wins this match. Did you give a shit about this at all?
I knew AJ was going to win, but no, I mean, I'm sure it was, if I watched it concentrated, like, I'm sure it was fine. Mm-hmm. And the bits I saw, it was a good, like, match. But, I mean, who cares? Like, you expect that with these people. Like, we've never, ever come on here and said, as far as the men go anyway, that this person can't wrestle and this person's shit and, oh, that match was terrible. Mm-hmm. We've said a match is too long. We've said a match doesn't mean anything. But we've never said people are bad at wrestling.
Yeah.
Apart from Lana, Nia Jackson, Peyton Royce, Billie Kay, all the women, basically. But yeah, I mean, I expect this to be good. I mean, they've got big problems if this is not good.
Dana getting her match versus Reckoning. Reckoning masks, her mask falls off. Oh my God, Billy, it's Mia Yim. I don't know if you knew.
She doesn't even try. Yeah, I don't know if this falls off.
It completely. I rewound it because I was like,
No. I know, but I don't know whether it was a case of it falling off and this they don't care.
Oh, I think she cared. I think she was. She. It looked like she was scrambling for it. Like she tried to catch it as it was falling off her face.
Do you not think she would have? If it was imperative to the character, she would have been. Look, if there was an edit here where these guys went, look, find your feet, with this retribution gimmick. We got plans for all of you. You're going to come back as Dijakovic. You're going to come back as Mia Yim, etc. For all of them. Like, she would have been more of a fucking scramble. Like, she would have actually found a deliberate spot for Dana to get her outside. But I suppose when you're working with a retard, like, you may, it may be difficult to convey that. She may not even have faith in Dana being able to, you know, hit her with a Hurricanrana or something to, to throw her out. I mean, just fucking knee her in the gut and chuck her out so she can go and get her mask or wherever it's from. I don't think this is somebody looking for the remote control in their bedroom, you know, like that, that fucking annoying shit where you can't find the remote. This this would have been pretty straightforward to find, but I'm not sure this was a big deal.
See, Mia Yim, she's a good-looking girl. I'm like, why are you wearing this fucking mask? And what's funny is when she talks, it holds her jaw, it holds her chin. So all you see is her upper lip moving, and she's, like, talking with a clenched mouth. It's, like, it's so fucking bad. I'm like, get rid of this fucking mask. What are you doing? Why is she even...
I think she's attractive.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's good-looking. With big titties, too. But I'm just like... She built her whole character up, and now it's now be something completely different, and with a new name and everything. It's so stupid. It drives me fucking crazy. Dana wins, and Ali yells at Mia Yim, saying there is no failure in retribution. How dare you lose? And I'm like, no wonder they had Slapnuts win, because he constantly loses. So I'm thinking she's going to be getting off this sinking ship. I think she'll get out of there eventually. I think yeah, semi soon.
That's why they let her take a month. Maybe they've just realized it's so it's difficult to book this with a woman. I mean, it was a good idea initially, where they thought, oh, you know, this will be like a mixed group and we'll have a woman that wrestles because that's what happens nowadays. But yeah, I mean, in execution, they've probably not been able to do it.
I think she ends up screaming and saying, I'm Mia Yim. Like, she'll be yelling at the camera. You know, I'm Mia Yim. They tried to tell me, you know, that I should be in this group and that I've been done wrong and I was stupid and naive and listened to them. I'm my own person. I don't need to be in this group. I'm Mia Yim. I think it's going to be one of those.
Imagine it's even dumber than that. Imagine Keith Lee goes up to her backstage.
Don't
says,
I know you?
And says, I can't believe that was you.
Oh my god, that'll be I pray it happens. I pray it fucking happens. I can't believe that was you the whole time.
Is that you, he's like, you lay in bed with me every night and you've been going out and doing this?
Yeah, you say that. I completely forget that every time you tell me that he's banging fucking Mia Yim. That's crazy. It's just crazy to me. I'm surprised she's not flat. Let's see. Talk. Miz and Morrison are in the back with AJ, and AJ says, I'm going to help you so he could face Drew. He wants him
because
to win
Miz
instead
is,
of...
Because Miz is shit.
Yes. He goes, I'd rather fight you. You're easy. Riddle in the back with MVP, trying to pitch ideas, of course, and it's always about weed. You notice that? They have to do a subtle weed joke all the time. This must be Bruce. And Lashley shows up and beats up Riddle. Lee is in the back with Sheamus, and I am very surprised by this. I think I actually like it. Where Lee goes in the back to Sheamus and says, you know, some of the fellas in the back, and I think you're going to turn on your partner. Which I'm like, look at that fucking... There is no secret here. They're not going to try to fucking just do a surprise. Which then makes you think, is he going to?
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, if this is dumb or not dumb.
Yeah, right? Dumb, I can't tell.
If it's like, the wrestling fans are so, so dumb. So we need to implant it into their heads. We need to make sure that they really understand that these guys were friends. And then we need to understand that they really understand that there's a turn. Or whether this is just a case of to throw you off because now you're thinking it won't happen when it was obvious that it would happen. Now you're not sure. I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know which way to take it, which is very interesting, which is probably a good thing then because usually we're very much like, this is great or this is shit. And so to make us guess a little bit, I welcome something like this. Now we have this big, long-awaited interview in the ring with Drew McIntyre. And Charlie is there and introduces him as the Scottish Warrior. He is no longer the Scottish psychopath.
This is so dumb. Like, I hate this. Like, why do they keep attaching these, like, fake nicknames to people? He was Scottish Psychopath. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when he was... And then he was the Indomitable WWE champion.
Yeah, the Abominable Snowman, yeah.
Indomitable. But did they... It's not even... It's not Abominable.
I know.
But that's the thing. Like, that's my point, really. Like, I'm not saying you don't know, but, like, a lot of wrestling fans, and God knows we've interacted with enough, they would not know what the word indomitable even fucking means. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they would have been looking up. So why are you coming up with these nicknames? Like, and they go on podcasts. Bruce goes on podcasts. He goes, oh, Warrior was trying to make us put dexterity on t-shirts and merchandise. And these wrestling fans, they would not know what that means. But you add in Drew being the indomitable, like Randy Orton's, Drew's going to be like Randy Orton. By the time he gets near a Hall of Fame level, he's going to be this psychopath, warrior, indomitable champion, caveman, whatever they're gonna fucking end up, however many he ends up having, it's just gonna, I guarantee you he has, wasn't he like the fucking, didn't they have something with Claymore as well, like King of Claymore Country or some shit?
Yeah, he was something about Claymore Country. Yeah.
I don't think it was mayor of Claymore Country. Maybe it fucking was. Maybe I just associate. Normally, when you see mayor on the show, it's associated to a different moron.
Yeah, somebody with big horse teeth is usually called a mayor because a horse is called a mare. So that's why. Hey, you know what? That's probably where that comes from. A mare is a fucking horse.
A mare is a male horse, isn't it?
I thought it was a female horse. Is it female or a male?
I have no idea.
The mayor. Oh my god, that's the greatest. Oh fuck, there's so much more to attack now. So he gets in the ring with this stupid nickname, and he just says, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking. Does he have a point of this interview? Because
no,
he like
no point.
There is none. There is like, okay, let's have the match. That's what he pretty much says. All right, let's go. Let's have the match. I'm like, okay. It's Drew and Sheamus versus Miz and Morrison. AJ's on commentary. Eventually, AJ gets involved and pulls Sheamus off the... No, Morrison pulls Sheamus off the ropes and chucks him over the barricades. And AJ goes in the ring and does his little flying forearm. And then there's a DQ. So they all start beating the shit out of Drew, which is setting up the cash in. And AJ's like, all right, cash in. And of course, Miz has to say, you don't say when I cash in, I say. And then he has to tell the referee, it's the typical bad guy thing, you know, where it's everyone's helping you. What are you doing? They waste time. So Drew gets up and beats them up. AJ is taken away by Big Black, and that is the end of Raw. Another fucking bore fest. As I played Madden on one TV, watched football on the other, and then had the third TV have Raw on it, so I could take notes.
I don't even have Madden this year because I barely played Madden last year.
Oh, I'm playing last year's Madden still. I haven't played this year's. I bought this year's and played a quarter and go, it's the same exact game, and I've already... in a franchise where I'm in 2039. So why would I fucking change? Fuck it. I'll just keep playing the old one. So that was my night. Watching the Eagles fuck me with a 2-point conversion that meant nothing. And watching Raw. So it was a horrible, horrible night altogether. And by the way, so everyone knows... when it comes to Soft Wrestling Fan, they are ranked number 80. And the Dirty Sheets is ranked 61 in all of wrestling podcasts. Just
Dirty Sheets has been higher than that recently. Like Dirty Sheets was in the... Dirty Sheets can gets into the top 50. Actually, it was in the top 40 last week when all the shows come out. In that period where this show comes out and NFL comes out, around about Thursday, Dirty Sheets always hovers into the top 40. So it just matters when your show comes out. But Smart Wrestling Fan, their show just came out on Friday. That's when their like Raw review and pay per view review comes out on Friday. So they're at their peak position at the moment.
Yeah, because Monday at least then people would be going back to work, and so it's not like, oh well, the holidays got them. People are back on Monday, so these are numbers from today. So yeah, soft wrestling fan who can't handle any criticism. So if you want to have a good time, make sure you tweet them at SWF Podcast and let them know Cav sent you and say, is it really true you review a show that's 3 hours for 4 hours? They can't handle it. It's that little baby thing. They can't fucking take it. So just go after Joe Negro. We don't mind Larry. Not until he says something. And then it's open season. But
yeah, the only thing I don't like about Larry is that he thinks AEW is really good and puts it number one in his rankings every week. But I think that's part of the fucking, that's the show narrative, because they all do that.
I don't know how you guys watch all these fucking shows. I haven't watched AEW fucking, and I wish them well, because I want them to be good. Because that means WWE have to step up their game. But I just can't. I can't get into it. Probably ever since the fucking everyone locked up thing, you know, with no audiences and stuff like that. I need an arena. Because this is rough as it. I mean, I watch Raw because, you know, WWE is WWE. And I've grown up.
Well, don't watch TNA then, because TNA still have no crowd.
I can't even imagine to do TNA. I can't even fucking close to imagine.
TNA is still at the... they're still at the performance center like level.
Zero people at all. They have nothing.
They have zero people. They just have the ring. They cut their promos with no people there.
That's how the fuck do you do it?
So it's so awful.
That's something. So you've heard where to find us, Billy. Is there anything else to say other than people should check out Tweets on a Poll? At Tweets on a Poll, that's our Vince Russo show that comes out once a month.
Also, just one other thing. We need reviews for our podcast and for a podcast on a poll. And if you do review it, I'm not really making a big enough thing of this. Like, if you do review it, I will just write your name down and put you into a hat, and you will win a signed action figure every month. So, and if you leave the review, you're in there permanently until you win or until the show ends as well.
Oh, but that's good.
I'm
so
also
it stays
including,
in.
Including Dirty Sheets reviews as well. So obviously you can't if you leave for both, then you get two entries into the hat. So you get to double up on it. So if you leave a review for the Dirty Sheets, if your name is Steve from wherever, Steve from New York, and you leave a review for the Dirty Sheets and you leave a review for Podcast and a Poll, your name goes in twice to win the action figure this month, and it stays in there. You'll forever have two entries in there. So we actually haven't had a lot of reviews for Podcast and a Poll, not as many as I was expecting, seeing as I'm doing this, all for Dirty Sheets. So maybe that's down to bad promotion from us.
Yeah, but we never say leave a fucking review and 5 stars and all that stuff. We were always like, who cares? We found out for advertising that actually fucking matters. So that's why.
Oh, yeah, it multiplies. They use it. So they multiply the number.
Yeah. So that's what you want to do, and that's a pretty good offer, because Billy has tons of fucking these signed action figures. So that's what you want to do. That's it, Billy. We will be recording another Russo show this week, so that's what we have on tap, and we will also be back on Wednesday with our NFL show, because actually there is no show on Thursday. There's no NFL. So you won't be forced to rush to listen to it to make bets for your Thursday. You will be able to bet for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So there's no NFL on Thursday because what? Because the Ravens game is made.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's why. So, for Mr. Billy Body, I'm Kevin. We're out of time.